This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. and Russia have signaled their willingness today to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded within hours, saying it appreciated Russia's, quote, willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. The State Department said the United States is prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement. Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed in 2010. It imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. The fiancé of slain Washington Post opinion columnist Jamal Khashoggi has filed a civil case against Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, in a Washington, D.C. court. The case claims bin Salman and other Saudi officials saw Khashoggi's actions in the United States as, quote, an existential threat to their interests. It accuses them of conspiring to kill him in order to stop his advocacy for democratic reform in the Arab world. The fiancé filed a suit along with the organization Democracy in the Arab World Now, or DAWN. That's the organization for which Khashoggi served as executive director. In September, a Saudi court sentenced 8 people to jail for Khashoggi's 2018 murder. It happened in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. 5 people were sentenced to 20 years in prison. 3 others were sentenced to between 7 and 10 years, according to state media. This is VOA News.